The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Kirsten. I've been coming to Vectus Radio now for 32 times. Can you believe it? My favourite podcast was about my sister Erin's Abseil challenge where she raised money for her World Scout Jamboree. Now I'm going to tell it to you again, but this time it will be better than before, plus an update of the challenge. The World Scout Jamboree, or WSJ for short, is a major international event organised by the World Organisation of the Scout Movement. Held every 4 years, it brings together tens of thousands of scouts aged 14 to 17 from around the globe. It is one of the largest outdoor educational events of youth on the planet. The WSJ provides a unique opportunity for young people to learn from one another, develop leadership skills, and engage in outdoor activities. They do all this while embracing the scouting principles of community service, personal growth, and looking after the environment. The WSJ experiences help scouts develop a strong sense of global citizenship, foster a deep understanding of different cultures, ultimately contributing to a more peaceful and connected world. Young people can be true inspirations of all of us. The WSJ is a significant event for scouts from various countries to attend. To send each scout there, it costs £3,590, which they have to fundraise. To participate in the WSJ, you must apply through your local scout organisation. Filling out a form about who we are and why scouting is important to them. After applying, there is a selection weekend where you will be assessed. Over 50,000 people from around the world go to the WSJ, including adults, scout leaders and event organisers. My sister got selected to go. Well done, sis. Erin did the Abseil down the Spinnaker Tower a few months ago and raised £1,000. Well done, Erin. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how she got on. When we got to Portsmouth, we met our friends to have lunch. Then Erin and Dad went up to the top of the tower and had the safety talk. They got ready to abseil down. It took about 10 minutes for them to abseil down. Their time slot was 3 o'clock and they came down around 4 o'clock. She was probably a bit nervous and excited when they got down. She said to me that she wanted to do it again. You're crazy, sis. You would never catch me doing that. Well done, sis. I am proud of you. I remember when you wouldn't go up the climbing frame in the park at East Cowes, and now you are doing abseils off the Spinnaker Tower and climbing mountains in Canada. For the final time, I'm Kirsten and thanks for listening. I'm going to miss Vectus so much. Thank you, Ian, for having us. It has been amazing. My final message to listeners are, you can be anything you want to be if you put your mind to it.